The following is paid for by Grove City College. Information on the program is intended to solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
You know, when it comes to movers and shakers, Rick Dayton's in with me. You got a mover and a shaker, and then there's a college that's in the area. They're moving and shaking, too.
A lot of good things going on at Grove City College over the years. Been there since 1876, and they've had only 9 presidents during that time.
Wow.
The 9th president of the University of the College is Dr. Paul McNulty, and it is our privilege to have him joining us tonight on Pittsburgh Works. Dr. McNulty, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me on the air with you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for making time for us this evening. Talk to us about Grove City College. Seniors all over the region who are listening right now, their parents listening right now, trying to make decisions about what schools to have on the short list and maybe make a final decision on. Why is Grove City College deserving of being in the mix there?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of great schools in the region. Pennsylvania is a state with a wonderful tradition of higher education, but I don't think most people in Pennsylvania realize just how distinctive Grove City College is, love to talk to you about all those distinctives. This is a school that has been around for over 145 years, and we have achieved a high level of academic excellence. Those are that claim is measured by a number of different outcomes, such as more than 80% of our students graduate on time in 4 years, which is way above the national average. We have over 2,000 students.
Remarkable number.
And, you know, our faculty, 160 full-time faculty, most of them have their terminal degrees, and so they're great scholars and wonderful mentors. So we hit the mark very high on the academic excellence side. But there's much more to our story. It's a story about a residential community. Our students live on campus for 4 years. It's a gorgeous campus. It's one that's been really nurtured to be beautiful over the years. The buildings are the iconic types you'd expect in a collegiate setting. We don't take federal funding, which makes us one of just a few schools in the country that way, so we're really truly independent. Our cost is really reasonable. We're the highest quality, lowest cost school in Pennsylvania, and for that reason alone, families ought to know a lot about Grove City College.
When you look at the history of the college, and when you look at the fact that, you know, the school has ranked itself, for instance, in the top 10 for young people passing the CPA, the school has been regarded in so many people's books as being very highly esteemed when it comes to your engineering program. The education program certainly has an incredible reputation as well. Those sorts of things are what other people are saying about you. What do you say about the young people that are able to put up those numbers for you?
Well, I think it's a combination of their intellectual capabilities. We do attract a very bright student. SAT scores, for example, average above 1250, and so they've accomplished a lot academically. But more importantly, perhaps, is the sort of holistic approach we take to learning. We're thinking about their minds and their hearts here, and we're trying to raise up great citizens, people who will come out with a strong conscience. They will be proficient, but they'll also be very principled. And I think that it's that kind of broad mission that motivates them to do especially well. They come here because they know that this is going to be transformative for them, and they're ready for that. And they leave as people who really are capable of making a difference in the world. And it's an exciting experience to be a part of that process and to see the kind of people produced year after year with both the intellect and the character that the world really needs.
We're talking with Paul McNulty. He's the president of Grove City College. My understanding is that after you graduated from Grove City College, went on to work in D.C., 30 years as an attorney, Capitol Hill, the Justice Department's global law firm as well. When you graduated, did you ever think that you would come back and work at and run the school? And did you ever have a desire to come back? And what was it that then brought you back?
No, I didn't. First of all, I didn't think I'd ever be back doing this. I think I was happy just to be graduating. come back and run the place. I went off to law school and really had a love for public policy, and we greatly enjoyed our time in Washington, D.C. Now, I did stay connected to the school in ways. Two of my four children came to the college. My wife's a graduate of the college. And I got on the board of trustees in the early 2000s. So I had a connection, but it didn't really occur to me until the search process began in 2013 that this was actually a calling that I might pursue. And because I've been in Washington for 30 plus years, I had a chance to experience a lot of really interesting things. I'd also seen, what the culture produces. I was sort of downstream, if you will, in Washington. And I was intrigued by the thought that Grove City College is upstream in culture. You're talking about producing the citizens of the future who will impact the politicians that are elected and so forth. And I think that was actually, very important to me as I thought about this big move to come back and lead my alma mater.
Do me a favor, hold on right there. Paul McNulty with us. He is the president of Grove City College. Rick Dayton with us as well. Take a little break. We'll come back and we'll talk about the mission and values of Grove City College and get you more information about how you can find out more about the school, maybe make the decision for you and your family to have that be the school for your senior. We'll give you more details about that coming up in a moment on KDK Radio.
Radio.com is now Odyssey. Download the Odyssey app and listen to News Radio KDKA and all the news, sports, music, and podcasts.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents Doug.
Check it out, Limu. A roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look! An emu wearing sunglasses.
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere. Plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for Small Business Month savings.
Jim Shorkey Auto Group brings the best of selection, savings, and customer satisfaction into every sales and service experience. With 10 brands to choose from, they are the one stop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle. Visit jimshorkey.com. Jim Shorkey Auto Group. What a great day.
Most shoppers today fall into one of two categories. You could be like Dave, who settles for nothing but the finest.
I drive only European luxury sedans, wear the finest Italian leather shoes, my shirts are custom made, and I expect white glove service from those I do business with. I appreciate world-class brands, and at this point in my life, I just don't want to compromise on quality, no matter what I buy.
Or you might be like Steve, whose goal is to always get the best deal.
I'm frugal. I'm all about finding value. I want the best price, and I don't mind going out of my way to get it. I work hard for my money. I just want to make sure when I buy something, I can have confidence in knowing I'm not overpaying for it. Stop being cheap. It's being smart.
You never see these two guys in the same store, except for one.
And that's why I love shopping at Diamonds Direct.
Diamonds Direct is that rare shopping experience where you can have it all. Uncompromising luxury and unbeatable value. Plus exceptional service and the guaranteed best price in America. A premium experience and a smart purchase. This is where the best of all worlds come together. Diamonds Direct. Off McKnight Road next to Ross Park Mall.
Eagle Medical Equipment on Steubenville Pike in Robinson is the number one provider of quality medical equipment and supplies in the tri-state area. They offer a wide variety of products, including a large selection of stylish diabetic shoes and compression stockings for circulation health. Don't live with back pain. Eagle Medical Equipment can fit you with a custom back brace and custom orthotics. Eagle Medical Equipment, 724-218-1051. That's Eagle Medical Equipment, 724-218-1051. Major insurances accepted.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
Once again, I'm Mangino. You're listening to Pittsburgh Works. We are joined by Paul McNulty. He's the president of Grove City College. Rick Dayton in the studio with us as well. And, Paul, you were mentioning about how your wife went to Grove City College, two of your four kids going to Grove City College. And, Rick, you've talked about Grove City College a lot on your show. And your family is, there's a devotion almost to Grove City College that goes back generations.
It does.
Well, why do you think that there is that connectedness, this bond? And then, Mr. McNulty, I'll give you an opportunity to respond to that question, too. I want to hear your perspective.
Yeah, I think that it is the sort of place that once it sort of gets into your family lines, the experiences that people have at the college gets passed down from one generation to the next, or even within a generation, that, you know, brother goes there, and then when younger sister is ready to go to college, she just remembers the experience that her brother had, and that's the only place that she really wants to consider. She may look other places but say, they don't compare to what my brother had there. And then more often than not, and I think that, Paul, you'll agree with this, the number of Grove City graduates who marry a Grove City graduate, that just then strengthens that bond and that understanding, and before you know it, their children are looking at colleges, and mom and dad, where did you go? We both went to Grove City. We met there. You know, they have pictures from Harbison Chapel being married there or whatever. And Paul, I'm sure you've heard those stories hundreds, if not thousands of times from alums the years.
Yeah, no, it's a really big part of who we are. It's wonderful to see the students coming together and forming those bonds that become great families. My wife and I were married in the chapel, and you know that's very much a part of our story. We have called them legacy students, and we probably have in this coming freshman class 75 to 100 legacy students whose parents attended the school. But Rick's father and grandfather and great-grandfather actually made major contributions to this college, and that family is very special to Grove City.
Paul, why do you think it's that way at Grove City? I understand people who have allegiances to other schools and they feel good about the time that they went to a particular school, you know, a big state college or something like that, university. But it seems as though it's peculiar about Grove City College. And what would you say that it is? I mean, what is the core that binds everyone together this way, not only for families that want to have legacies in going to the school there, but then finding a life partner and a spouse, and then always having that connectedness back as years, and in your case, decades roll by?
Yeah. Well, there are a couple of things come to mind. The first is there's a certain humility that is a part of our DNA. And by that I mean that we don't think we're the center of the world as individuals. When a lot of people talk about truth as my truth or your truth, we think about the truth as being the truth, and that we have to exercise a certain intellectual humility to learn it. And so we have a strong work ethic, a can-do spirit, and an attitude that, you know, it's not about us. It's about what we can do in the world for others. That's just really what we're all about. It was actually a part of the founding of the school from the very beginning. And the other thing that's a big part of our DNA, or you might even say it's our secret sauce, just to switch images there, is our community. It's a very warm community. People are especially kind and engaged. The students come here with their gifts, and they participate. You know, I go to an orchestra concert, there's over 100 pieces in the orchestra, and it's accountants and engineers in addition to music majors, because they're engaged in the community. I walk up and down the sidewalk, and the students look in the eye, and they say hello. But they go to the cafeteria, and they save their tables by putting their wallets on the tables. And in my seventh year now, not one wallet has ever been stolen. So it's a safe, caring community, and they come out of here, I think, with just a special appreciation for what that was like. And you know, when you look at the world today, it's divisiveness and the sort of the harshness of our public debate and so forth. I think it's even more appealing to people than ever before.
Is that a nature or a nurture sort of thing? Do those kids come with those things to begin with, or is that something that coaches and professors and members of the food service staff and janitorial staff, public safety, is that something that they learn from seeing sort of a witness from those other adults on campus?
That's a great question. Well, you know, the vast majority of students visit before they come, and so the visit experience is very important, and they can see some fit there. And in fact, our applications are up 25% from last year, and our deposits of freshmen are up 21% because we remained open during the pandemic, and we had, I think, 85% of our new freshmen were able to visit the campus. So visiting is a big part of it, so you get a sense of what you're getting into. But I do think it's about culture. Every organization has a culture. Every group of people form a culture. And we work really hard with coaches and faculty to create really constructive, positive cultures. Rick, for example, had a son who played baseball for us, a really good baseball player. And he saw that baseball coach build a culture in that team that actually brought them great success. And that's what we work on with you know, all of the aspects of the campus, so that values are being shared, and we're watching that nurture take place as you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to the values, faithfulness is one that is preeminently placed there. Explain to us all, in what sense do you use that term?
Yeah. Well, when you look at higher education, particularly in the 19th century, private colleges especially had some type of religious affiliation or faith statement. The churches were very instrumental in developing colleges. Pennsylvania's story is very, very much like that. And the vast majority of those schools in the 20th century walked away from that. They thought that they would continue to teach, and interestingly, I believe they could teach the truth, but not be grounded in any kind of transcendent understanding or commitment. And Grove City College has actually doubled down on that. We haven't walked away from it. We've strengthened our commitment to it, so that families and students, when they come here, they recognize that Christian environment, that faith commitment, is very important to us, and it's something that we keep alive and strong from year to year. So that's what we really are trying to get at when we talk about faithfulness.
Paul, is it safe to say that Grove City is not for everybody? That, I mean, that there are some people that go there who just say this may not be the right fit, and that's okay. But at the same time,
absolutely,
it does mean that you end up getting, in many regards, like-minded students?
Absolutely. You know, that's a very fair thing. But I will say this, that as all of us know, when you're 18 years old, you don't really know a lot about yourself yet. I mean, you're still discovering what you care about the most. There's still lots of questions that you need to get answers to. And so you want to be careful not to think that, well, that place is not for me, but you may not know what is for you, right? And so I like the fact that we have a number of students here who are questioning, who are unsure about faith and big ideas and so forth that we're all about. We're conservative, and we have some students here who aren't so conservative. And I like that because it gives us an opportunity to have really good conversations, to treat each other with respect, mm-hmm. and give students the opportunity to perhaps learn things that they didn't know before and grow in you know, certain directions. But yeah, I mean, when you're a Christian college and you're a small college, it's a different environment than, you know, a major university, and we certainly understand you have to get that sense of fit before you commit.
Paul McNulty joining us. He's the president of Grove City College. If you want to find out more, go to gcc.edu and follow them on Facebook at Grove City College. More with Paul McNulty in a moment on KDK Radio.
The KDKA Radio text line is driven by the Kenny Ross Auto Group. Find 0% interest in Pittsburgh's best warranty at kennyross.com.
The following is paid for by Grove City College.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
And if you want to find out more about Grove City College, go to their website, gcc.edu, and you can follow them on social media, Facebook especially, just by typing in Grove City College. Joining me for the rest of the hour, Rick Dayton is with us. Rick, you have family. My goodness, we were talking earlier, going back generations, for anybody just joining us, with a connection back to Grove City College. It's almost as though it's in your blood.
Yeah, our son, Matt, who graduated, was fifth generation at Grove City College. And there are many families who have that same sort of connection, too. And I think that a large part of it for many families is that they understand that the college does things differently. And for many other families, the thing is they look at the cost of tuition and they compare what they can get at a Grove City College compared to other liberal arts institutions, private institutions. And Dr. McNulty, there is simply no comparison in this day and age of tuition discounting where the sticker price is this, but you'll pay this. Grove City doesn't play those games, and I think a lot of people appreciate that. Please help people to understand how you do things financially differently, how you do things from a stewardship standpoint in terms of the resources the college has.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. Well, I think we are unique in all of higher education when you put three things together. The first is that we come at our cost, not by setting an artificially high price or having just really sky-high overhead and costs, but we come at our cost by trying to really control our budget. So we have, for example, very low debt. We historically have not borrowed money, so we're not paying, you know, large interest and other kinds of costs that will drive up tuition payment. So our tuition for next year, for example, all in is less than $30,000 tuition, room, and board. Secondly, though, we provide financial aid, but we don't discount. So we don't set the price at $50,000 and then give everybody sort of a fake scholarship of $10,000 or $15,000, but we set the price at a reasonable number that is actually reflective of our cost, and then we have funded financial aid. Our endowment produces millions of dollars. Generous alums and friends give us money every year, and our students this year are receiving $10 million total of financial aid. So the average cost for a student is $20,000. But that's, again, all funded and not just a discount. So it's real predictable planning and cost for families, and they're not going to, you know, like a car lot and dickering on a price. And then lastly, when you throw in the fact that we don't receive federal funds, so for example, the millions of dollars that the federal government gave out for COVID assistance and stimulus, we didn't receive any of that. And so our donors have, in a sense, replaced that through their generosity. And that means that we are free to pursue our mission without being micromanaged or pushed in one direction or another by, you know, Washington bureaucrats that come and go and have different policies. So it's a combination of really reasonable costs and self-control on how we how we spend, funded financial aid, and no federal funds. It makes us absolutely unique in the country.
Many universities, many colleges are struggling right now with a great decrease in the number of students that are going. It seems as though they were chasing after students just because it was a warm body and a chair in some of these places just to be able to make more money. What's different about Grove City College over the years as others were chasing greater and greater numbers? What was Grove City College doing?
Well, you know, here in this region, we've had historically a good population of, you know, college students, and that's changing. And so schools have to be much more national. Now, the students coming as freshmen next year, more of them, more than 50%, will be outside of Pennsylvania than in Pennsylvania. And so if you have to market nationally. We start with hundreds of thousands of leads. And as we discussed earlier, we're very honest and upfront about who we are. And yet there's a great deal of interest in that around the country. And we're getting more and more students from Texas and Florida and California and New England and so forth who are looking for, frankly, a conservative Christian college that is really being run well and reasonably from a financial perspective. You know, it has a great community and so forth. And so that's why we're receiving an increase in applications. And that's, you know, a wonderful blessing at this time, because you're right. It's getting harder and harder for schools to fill their beds.
As you have seen kids coming from different parts of the country, have you seen the community change? Have you felt that has changed what you have done? And or has it been the other way around, to say that we are steadfast to our mission, we are steadfast to being excellent, we are steadfast to being faithful, we are going to make sure that we continue to influence those students the way that Grove City always has?
Yeah, no, I think that the national representation has strengthened our mission, because, you know, these are families that are being very intentional. If you're coming from Dallas, Texas, or Boston, Massachusetts, or Seattle, Washington, and you're coming to Grove City College, you're coming for a reason. And so, generally speaking, these are families that are really aligned with what we're trying to do. And they have made our programs and our community stronger for that reason. So that's a lot of fun to see. And we're starting to see the siblings of these families also make that commitment coming from a distance, which is you know, especially encouraging as well.
Once again, Paul McNulty joining us. He's the president of Grove City College. You want to find out more, go to gcc.edu. Follow them on social media, especially on Facebook, Grove City College. Not only about academics, but also athletics. What's special about the athletic programs at Grove City College?
Well, you know, when we think of colleges and universities, we think of athletics as such a fun part. And this has been one of my priorities since I've been here. As again, I mentioned, this is my seventh year. And when I came in, I asked the question, you know, what's the culture of our athletic program and what are our teams doing to build special communities within our larger community? And so we've developed a whole lot of programs. We call it Wolverines Together, which basically means that we're all connected to each other. We're encouraging each other. We're matching up teams for teams to come and root for each other. And then we are really investing. Even though we keep our costs down, we're making, you know, expenditures for full-time coaches and getting, you know, the right kind of infrastructure in place to run first-rate athletics programs. I want Grove City College to be the best Christian liberal arts college in the country with the best athletic program for a school of our nature in the country. And to do that, we've just got to be really committed to excellence in everything we do. And so we've added strength and conditioning and better branding, and it's very exciting to see. We made it to the Final Four in every sport except just cross country, which is usually a very strong sport for us. Mm-hmm. We made it to every sport to the Final Four in this crazy spring season where, you know, we played all the sports at one time in Division III here. And, you know, it's just a sign that we're making great progress in attracting students who want to be a part of these strong cultures. And we're all very optimistic about where athletics in particular is headed.
And intramurals is incredibly strong still nonetheless. I mean, it's not just the varsity athletes, right? I mean, it's a huge percentage of students. What, 90-some percent participate in at least one intramural?
That's right. It's one of the largest intramural schools in the country, even including Division One.
Right.
It's not unusual for a student to be a part of, like, five or six different intramural sports teams.
It's remarkable.
There's just a lot of activity here. It's really fun. And one other thing I want to make sure I don't fail to add is that our faculty are very involved in the lives of the students. It's a very personalized approach. They mentor them. They actually work here because they want to be a part of that personal mentoring.
Mm-hmm.
We require them to have more office hours than most schools do because we want our students to find them accessible, and so they're in and out of their homes, and it's part of that community that Rick and I have been talking about that is very special, and again, the faculty play a huge part in creating that kind of relational experience that really can make a difference.
We're talking once again with Paul McNulty. He is the president of Grove City College. Their website, gcc.edu. Find them on social media, especially Facebook, at Grove City College. Just go ahead and type that in. We'll come back with one more segment with Paul, one more segment with Rick. Stay right there. More to come. KDK Radio.
Odyssey is your new home for all the audio that matters to you. Download the Odyssey app today and listen to News Radio KDKA. These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
Once again, I'm Mangino along with Rick Dayton, and joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Paul McNulty. He is the president of Grove City College. And Paul, you had mentioned earlier about the graduation rate that you're very proud of. And it's one thing to be able to graduate. It's another thing to be able to take that degree and turn it into a life's work. What do you do at Grove City College to help people advance and create those careers?
Yeah, this is one of our particular strengths that we're recognized for. In fact, we've been ranked in the top 20 in the United States for all levels of schools, not just small colleges, but all schools, for our career services office. And it's a process that begins even before the freshmen get to campus. We connect with them in the summer, beginning to help them understand their strengths and abilities so that they have better direction. And then when they arrive, over the course of 4 years, we work really hard to get them placed in internships. We're also ranked in the top 20 in the country on internships. So they're getting experience. We have an incredibly large career fair on campus every year where over 150 different companies and schools come to meet our students. Half of our student body shows up for this career fair. It's a gigantic success. We have lots of companies, hundreds, that come to campus to do interviews of our students. And as a result of all that, we have a 96%, it's always above 95% every year placement rate, which means that within 6 months, and that's a key, within 6 months, our students have a job or are in graduate school, and we have almost a perfect knowledge rate, which means we get results 100% almost in terms of survey results of what they're doing. So we know for a fact that our information is accurate, and it just keeps feeding this fantastic program. And so it's something that has really helped students find their calling, you know, and of course they're going to switch jobs and they're going to move around professionally, but getting off to a good start is key, and that's something we really specialize in.
I can say this, that our son Matt had an internship that was with a fraternity brother generation ahead from Grove City College. That was between his junior and senior year, and before Christmas of his senior year had a job offer from a firm in Charlotte, North Carolina, that is run by another Grove City alum whose son was the manager on the baseball team where Matt played. And it's just amazing that a school that has, what, 2,500 students, Paul, in Mercer County, it seems like the alumni base is that of a school that has 50,000 students. Grove City grads seemingly are everywhere in that regard,
yeah, right.
And they are linked together in a way to help each other out. It is remarkable.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great illustration of that. 30,000 alums and a very large portion of them to stay engaged. On a nice October afternoon, we have one of the largest homecoming events of any small school in the country. We'll have thousands of students come back for homecoming as just an example of that sort of connection they have to their alma mater. So it really helps, as Rick was saying, in the search process.
Paul McNulty, once again, president of Grove City College. We have 60 seconds, an opportunity here to speak one more time to the parents and to the seniors that are listening about why they should choose Grove City College or at least put an application in.
Yes, well, you know, I mentioned earlier about visiting, and visiting is a big part of the college search process. It's kind of a rite of passage for families to do it, and it's fun to see them coming. And I really encourage listeners to come by. You know, it's a gem here right in the backyard of Western Pennsylvania, and our campus is stunningly beautiful. And, you know, the Olmsted brothers, the sons of Frederick Law Olmsted, probably the greatest landscape architect in the country, they designed our quad, as they did the, you know, Central Park and other major parks in the country. So, you know, you start there with this gorgeous quad and these buildings that go back decades and decades. And we build our buildings very purposefully to match and look like what you want a college to look like. So it's just a part of the experience. So we think place matters. We think that where you are mm-hmm. helps encourage you and inspire you to learn more, and so we keep the place looking very nice all the time. And so we'd love to have people come and see it and then get a feel, even more importantly, for the culture that exists, the community that exists on this beautiful campus.
Once again, Paul McNulty, he's the president of Grove City College, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Find out more by visiting the website gcc.edu, on social media, especially Facebook. Type in Grove City College. It's just that easy. Paul McNulty, thank you very much for your time, sir. Do appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. This has been fun talking to you, and I really appreciate your interest.
We'll see you at graduation this weekend.
Yes, I'll get you.
Thank you very much, Rick. Great having you around for the
Thank
hour.
You.
Appreciate you sticking around for that. Stay right there. News is coming up right now on KDK Radio.
The proceeding was paid for by Grove City College. Information on the program was intended to solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any information heard on the preceding program.